FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Officials at Umkhanyakude District Municipality have been accused of embezzling over 150 million rand meant for a water project. The damning allegations were made by Cooperative Governance MEC Tulasizwe Buthelezi. He's addressed hundreds of Jozini residents who've been battling water challenges for years. Buthelezi says funds were allocated for the project in 2019, but the reservoir that was built remains empty. The MEC says the evidence they've compiled will be sent to police.
According to the financial records at my disposal, payments ranging from 7 million to 13 million rands were made almost daily, indicating that work had been completed. Last month, I sent a team to investigate if the areas that were supposed to benefit had access to water, but the taps are dry. Not a drop ever emerged from them.
The project was meant to provide water to some 2,400 households at Jozini local municipality. To the south of Durban now, and emergency response teams are at the scene of a multi-vehicle crash on Higginson Highway over the N2 Bridge. A number of people have been hurt in the collision, which also involved a truck and a fully loaded minibus taxi. Firefighters have been trying to free one person trapped in the wreckage. Now, the Transport Department is hoping to have the N2 near Manzimtoti reopened soon. A stretch of the route was closed after the partial collapse of a bridge over the Umbongentwini River earlier this month. The closures caused major congestion, with motorists having to divert at Joiner and Prospecton roads. Deputy Transport Minister Mhlulengo Hlengwa says they've been assessing and repairing critical infrastructure.
SANRAL is working tirelessly around the clock to ensure that within the next 3 weeks we are able to open the N2 southbound, because we are going to the festive season. 45% of our fatalities on the roads are pedestrians, and the link goes to the high consumption of alcohol, and we are calling on South Africans to actually be safe.
And health concerns over the toxic smog in India's capital has forced schools to resort to online classes. New Delhi officials say it's until further notice. Levels of a dangerous cancer-causing pollutant were recorded at 57 times above the World Health Organization's recommended daily maximum last night. The city's blanketed in thick smog each year, primarily blamed on stubble burning by farmers to clear their fields for ploughing, as well as factories and traffic fumes. Back home, we've got a high of 30 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg 35, Richards Bay 36. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Warren Gatland's job on the line after defeat to Australia on a Sunday, 52 points to 20. World tennis number one, Jannik Sinner, he wins the season-ending ATP Finals. And France finished top of their Nations League group with a 3-1 victory away to Italy.